This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When it comes to clothing, it's a very interesting subject matter in Islam. What Islam did was Islam gave certain parameters. This is the part of the body that needs to be covered. And then beyond that point, now if you choose to wear a little bit of the longer shirt, like they wear in some parts of the world, like in Pakistan or in India or in Bangladesh, then that's fine, you can wear that. If you choose to wear the thobe that they wear in other parts of the world, like in Iraq or in Sudan, then that's totally permissible. If you decide to have the cloth wrapped around, like the lower cloth wrapped around the izar, the lungi, right? Like they wear in other parts of the world, like in Bangladesh or in Malaysia or somewhere else, then that's permissible. And so the nature of the garment, right? And this is for those that maybe, you know, are either old enough to remember some of the fiqh wars in our community, or people who waste too much time on the internet, will remember all these battles in the community of what is Islamic clothing, Sunnah clothing. And all of it was a silly discussion, because it's all mubah, permitted. It's like flavors of ice cream. Basically, is Sharia saying, nobody cares. Nobody cares.